Hola, hello, ciao. You are listening to the Bathtub Mermaid, Tales from the Tub.
Hello and ciao, my fierce little fishies. This is day 28 of the Dogfish Days of Podcasting, where a whole reef of podcasters has been swimming strong through August. Some shows are playful, some are profound, and all of them are worth riding in the mega feed at dogdaysofpodcasting.com. Today, though, I don't feel playful. Look, storms are part of life at sea. We know them. We fear them. We prepare for them. But storms aren't supposed to be constant. They're not supposed to batter the shore over and over until nothing is left standing. And yet, that's what it feels like on land every time the news carries the names of the lost. Even under the water, we hear them. Columbine, Sandy Hook, Pulse, Uvalde, and now Minneapolis. The currents carry those names like broken shells. The grief doesn't stay on land. It drifts. It echoes. It reaches even us. And every time I hear landwalkers say, never again. And every time someone says, too soon. Too soon to talk about loss. Too soon to talk about guns. Too soon to talk about saving lives. And then it happens again. I'll be honest, my brave little barnacles. I'm angry. I'm sad, and I'm confused, because from where I swim, it looks like guns are valued more than children, and that thought makes my salt water boil. Here's another thing I don't get. In the sea, we don't have weapons. We don't need them. Sharks have teeth, eels have shocks, octopuses have ink. Nature gave us what we need to survive. But you landwalkers, you've built machines designed not just to survive, but to destroy. And then you put them in the hands of anyone who asks. That's not defense. That's madness. Here's the other thing about storms. They don't just happen in the sky. They build in the deep. Violence doesn't happen out of nowhere. It festers where people are hurting, isolated, untreated. You need change on the surface, yes, laws that protect kids, schools, communities, but you also need care beneath the waves, mental health support that's real, accessible, and not just a pamphlet in a waiting room or a hotline lost in bureaucracy. Because reefs only thrive when every coral, even the cracked, even the hidden, is tended. Ignore the weak spots and the whole reef collapses. Ignore hurting people, and you breed more storms. And yet, even in the darkest tide, I've seen glimmers of light. And I'm not talking about phosphorescence. I'm talking about survivors who became advocates, parents who turned grief into action, communities that rose from the wreckage and shouted, no more, and yes, laughter through tears. Because even in sorrow, humans and merfolk alike find ways to sing, to dance, to resist despair. So we grieve, we rage, we demand change, and we remember that healing is not optional, it's survival. I wish I could wrap my fins around all of the hurting people, the parents, the children, the friends, the neighbors, but I cannot. So know that you go in my blood, you go in my soul, and you go in my sea. Stay salty and resist.
My name is Meme Del Mare, and this has been a Mermaid Minute.
If you like what you've heard, please visit patreon.com/bathtubmermaid. For just one clam or landwalker dollar a month, you can get me directly in your email. How cool is that? Also,
for show notes, contact information, and complete credits, visit bathtubmermaid.com. And remember, never let your bathwater get too cold.